I've not seen anyone that tells me, I don't like music, I don't fancy music. I'll just look at you as a dark man with no color.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to another episode of the Supply Weird podcast. Mm-hmm. My name is Usman, as usual.
And I'm AE.
And this episode is going to be, it's going to be nice. I have a feeling, you know. We are just recording, you know. But I feel it's going to be nice because we have somebody here with us, like, he's very prominent in this particular field we are talking about today.
Yeah,
so Mr. Man, who are you?
Yeah, good everyone. I am Odias Emmanuel, as the full name, but popularly known as Osaka.
Osaka Bin Laden.
Yeah, Osaka. Yeah, and I'm a student of Lagos State University. And also an instrumentalist with vast knowledge in music. Mm. Yeah.
All right. All right.
We'll bring you the expert.
I'm not proud, but I'm but just saying. Proud. I'm just saying, actually. I'm just saying. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Now, is there anything else you want to tell our listeners about you?
Nothing much about me. My life is not really that interesting, but if you like music, I like you. Mm. Yeah. If you like music, if you like good music, I like you. Yeah.
Yeah. Apart from that, ladies man.
yes.
Guy.
don't do that.
Yeah, like you said, we're here to talk about music.
Yeah.
So tell us about you, music, how you see music.
Yeah, about music. Music is very important and vital. Like, that's what I'll tell you. That's one thing I'll tell you. It's very important. I've not seen anyone that tells me, I don't like music, I don't fancy music. I'll just look at you as a dark man with no color. It's not racist, but that's how I look at you. Well, I see music as an escape to most of things happening in reality, though. I also see music as a way to express yourself, right? I see music as a way to express yourself and also share feelings with people. You get similar feelings because there are some people that have the same taste in music. There are some particular songs people vibe to. Music is every. Music is life. Okay, music is life.
This guy. Only music is life.
I was going to say, it's what happens to oxygen or what?
I don't know.
Music is life.
You the YCO.
You breathe music. You actually breathe music.
Anyhow, the way me I see music, I see it as an integral part of the universe.
Okay.
That might seem too far-fetched, you know, as per physicists now.
Mm.
But no, calm down.
I am with very proud people right now. Very cocky men.
We have to be feeling ourselves.
Okay.
You know?
Just continue.
So, I'm an avid lover of music. That you know. You understand? You know? Going into that now, I would say music as a whole, to me, it just comes from the fact that it has been part of everything that has evolved in the universe.
Exactly.
From even when they are doing the ultrasound of a baby in the stomach.
Yeah.
For you to know that the baby is alive, for you to know that something is alive, it's always associated with a type of sound.
Yes.
For the baby now, it's just that heartbeat that you hear first. Boom, boom. You know, the joy it will give to that mother to just hear.
Mm.
Now, taking the beauty of sound as a whole and then mixing it into something that will get your soul tingling, get your soul moving and your body moving. Tell me how that is not an integral part of the universe.
You guys are going so deep with this thing now. And then okay. Anyways.
That's what I was saying.
To me, no, music is just, I think Osaka already said that, a way of escape for me. And it's one thing that I know that improves my mood or worsens it, depends on like the situation. I feel like there's nothing I'm feeling at the moment that like music cannot make
better
or increase. Yeah. I'll not say better. So if I'm feeling sad,
yeah,
you know, you just gonna listen to some really, really sad
and the
music.
Kind of songs you listen to when you feel that way.
Yeah, yes. That like there's always something to go along your mood and just make you feel. And when I'm feeling really pumped, I don't know if anyone has, I don't know, but if I'm feeling really, really happy and really, really pumped, I'll just play something really good. And by the time I'm walking on the road, you think I'm like on a runway or something. I just feel like I'm over the world. So music is just something that, I don't know, I live with, no matter how I feel, there's always a music, I mean a song to everything. Accompany that. Yeah
So that thing you said, now I just want to point out something, that you know how people say that there's music for every mood.
Yeah.
So a guy tweeted and then he was like, now that I've been in a relationship with this lady and I love her so much, The Weeknd is just useless in my music library. No. I think the point he was trying to make is that, you know, when like you are single, for all you single people out there, take heart. When you are single now, you listen to songs from let's say The Weeknd, as an example. Mm-hmm. And then let's pick a song from Burna Boy's song now, Last.
Okay.
A single person listening to Last now, it'd be like you're avoiding heartbreak. Mm-hmm. Maybe because you are single, and then you'll be singing with so much vigor.
Mm-hmm.
That what's the name of that lyric itself? To the love of my life.
I say bye bye.
Sure, you understand. Yeah. So, but then when you get into or like listening to Adele, it will hit you. Mm-hmm. Let's say you are single or you are heartbroken. Even if you are still single, maybe you were heartbroken before. Mm-hmm. And then those songs will hit you very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
Only for you to be in love and then. But if you're somebody in a relationship, like you are good with your partner, you guys are
everything.
Listening to Adele will feel like betrayal to you because you're like, I can't relate.
Yeah, it's really addicting my current situation. Though,
because I had this, my friends then, when I still had roommates, they would always tell me like, why are you playing love song now? Why are you playing this now? Why are you playing that? And because they were all like Christian, so they would guard what they listen to so that, you know, so they don't listen to worldly music. But me, I don't know. I don't care. I don't listen to sad songs when I'm happy and immediately happy. Feel sad. It's just when I'm sad and I listen to sad songs, it might just like, I don't know, skyrocket.
I know. I don't mean like it will make you immediately sad, but like, you will be in your feelings.
I'm trying to like point out on the part where he said betrayal. So I might be in like a very, very happy
mood
or even in a good relationship. And I'll listen to Adele and I'll just nothing
will happen. Mm-hmm. But I look at you people that listen to when you are sad, you listen to sad songs. When you're happy, you listen to all these spirit lifting songs. To me, any mood, I listen to the same song, the same type of song. I listen to it. It gives me the same vibe. Happy, sad, anything. I just listen to it like that.
Yeah, but you know,
and I feel with it.
But you know, people are different.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
So, wait, if we want to go on from that now, music itself and then our music itself, you know, there are two differentiating factors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Music itself, like an entity.
Yeah.
And then the music we listen to, like our music in Nigeria now, obviously.
Yeah.
How has it evolved to you, if you want to like come from that aspect? How has music evolved in that aspect?
Music in general is, it's supposed to be evolving, actually. Music is supposed to be evolving with time, you know?
Yeah.
The world is evolving, so everything has to evolve with it.
Mm-hmm.
And in Nigeria, actually, if you check back to the history of music, you have traditional music, high life, Akpala, and the rest, Fuji, Afro. Like that, those gone at the 60s, the 30s, the 50s. Those are the songs they listened to back then, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel the culture is dying. The music of those days are dying.
Okay.
That's why people now are just listening to some music that I find strange. But you don't find it strange. And I'm surprised that, why don't you find this music strange? Because I find it strange. This is not music to me. This is not music to me. If you ask your father or your mother, maybe... You know, now gone are the days, the kind of song they listen to. A funny story. There was a day I was in school, I was sitting down on the pavement. I was listening to Sawali by Rex Lawson. So you might know the song, Sawali. So I was listening to it. Then a lecturer passed. He happened to pass and he heard it because I was not using earpiece. He heard it and he was like, are you listening to this song? I was like, yes, sir, by Rex Lawson. I think I was in 100 level then. And he just shook my hands and it was like, I'm happy that at least someone is keeping this tradition and all of that. And you're not listening to this latest type of songs, all these songs that to them sounds like trash in their ears because it's not making sense. You get it? They're not used to it. So I feel, okay, let me consider the fact that different people have different tastes in music. That's what I just want to consider. But my taste is totally different from what most people think.
But you saying that the culture is dying, I would not say it's dying per se, because if I bring it a bit to, okay, let's leave it to music now. I just think it's evolving. So we still use some of the new Western musical instruments, and then we're still able to like put gongo into it, or what other traditional, what's this tom-tom, this thing? that has two
Congos and all
Congos and the rest. So I will not say it's dying exactly. It's just evolving. But the thing is, as long as we keep carrying it along, we can't really say it's dying.
Yeah.
The moment we now discard it and just put it aside and focus mainly
on,
so you know, that's what's really making us now just have that difference. You understand? For the fact that we're still carrying our traditional musical instrument along,
yeah.
So it's not like it's dying, it's just those music are what they used to listen to. And I'm sure when they were of our age, the people before them too were looking at sawa layers. What's this? Do you get?
Okay,
so yeah,
yeah. But to me, it comes from the whole point of that evolving. You know, we said ours, our music or music itself evolves.
Mm-hmm.
So music evolves because if you can guess well, like I'm just taking a guess, I imagine that music has been in, it's not something that was invented.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that was discovered.
Yeah.
Like, yes. It's just like asking the question, yes, like, was fire invented or discovered? Nobody invented fire.
Yeah.
Fire was, it just happened to strike a match one day. It was already there and you discovered it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the same thing as music, because I imagine, okay, somebody put dried leather skin from when they went hunting over like a hollow drum and then beat it.
Mm.
And the sound was nice. And mm-hmm. then, so taking that into account now, you can see where I'm going to that. For each era, there will be a different type of music.
Yeah.
Yes. So you understand?
Yeah.
So that's to say that music, it has to evolve.
Yeah. It's as if you keep discovering something new
again in that music. Because if you hit spoon and spoon together, mm-hmm. you can add it into a song.
Yeah.
So you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, that time, there was no spoon. So you could not get that particular, mm-hmm. they had not discovered iron, you could not get that particular sound.
Mm.
So you get, I understand what Osaka is saying, is like fusing that richness of, because we can't deny that the songs of those days were very, very rich.
They were rich,
and like well thought out.
Mm-hmm.
So you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And the song could go on for like 6, 7, 8 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like take for example, this song by Chief Dr. Olisa, what's the name of this song?
Funny
Identity. Oliver the Cook. You understand?
Yeah.
Playing that song is long.
It's long. But it's,
you
know, long.
You just keep listening to it.
Yes.
But compared to now, that if your song is like more than 4 minutes, you notice that all songs are like 3 minutes or something.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
So for me, music has to evolve. But the thing is, I like the fact that we are choosing to incorporate the music of then into the music of now.
No,
we are carrying it
along.
Yes. Take for example, Amapiano.
Yeah.
If you were to meet a producer, all the samples and all the tracks they use, they'll tell you that they are just replicating it in the digital world. So there is Congo drum, there is the kick, there is the clap, there is the snare and all this kind of stuff. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So you can get any instrument and add it to
you. It is programmed now.
So,
So
that's just what makes it, you know, we can't deny technology. So we'd have to use it to do something. So in my experience, that's how music has evolved for me. So I would say it's on a good track.
Yeah, I think
it's on
so
a good
too.
Track.
I think
but
so.
I just hope we keep using those instruments to give it that rich feel,
and that difference where we stay, but then, you know, it's easy for us to just make music. We already said it, you said it before, as an escape, a way of escape for you. How is that? How do you use it as an escape mechanism?
Basically, at home, mostly in noisy places, actually, when I go to places or I'm walking on the road, on the streets, or even in school, when I have to walk from the gate to my faculty, my department, I just plug in my earpiece and everything goes off. I'm not aware of the environment. I'm aware of what I can see physically, but I'm not there. I'm not actually there. So some, you can call me and just, I will know, you might pass, I will not see you because I'm already vibing to this music. You get?
Yeah.
It's spiritual. Like I'll say, it's spiritual. It's something I've connected to.
Mm-hmm.
And also at home, I might just escape. Not like I'm disobedient to my parents or whatever, but see that you are shouting at me too much, I can just plug in my earpiece and start vibing to songs and all of that. I might see that, okay, this one is gone, he's never paying attention to me, and everybody will calm down. So you two, you should go and listen to your music, maybe it'll calm you down. So something like that. That's basically how I escape.
You know this whole thing about the plugging your earphones so that nobody will disturb you. So I use YouTube Premium, so I don't have ads. You people should try it. It's really cheap. It's the best. So going back to that, free advertisement for YouTube, that too. But going back to what I'm saying now, so YouTube Shorts now. So there's this guy that does this sort of shorts, like skits now. So he goes around universities in the US and then he just asks anybody with earphones or earpods in a, like, what song are you listening to? So they answer and then he plays the song on screen. So, but there was one OG guy, a bad guy. He just passed and they're like, they were calling him first, he's not answered. When he eventually answered, they're not like, what song are you listening to? He said nothing. Then why do you have earphones? It's because I don't want to talk to anybody. You should have seen the comment section. OG. So, but the thing is, yes, it's an escape, but that type of thing, just that it's like personal preference. So for me, the way music would be an escape mechanism is because for every time, they even use music to heal. For every time something goes wrong, there is 60% chance that music can, it will not make it go away, but it can calm the nerve. So of course, it's not easy to imagine that most people take it as an escape mechanism. Let's say when you are feeling sad, and then you just want to listen to Palazzo, Jiggy, Gorja,
Am I left out?
you just start bobbing your head and be like, So you understand, for the moment, I think, like Osaka said now, it's somehow spiritual that once you connect to it, it transcends out of whatever you were doing before. So whatever the situation, music can always give you an escape. Like, you can always count on music to save you from, for the moment, because you have to face your problems eventually. But for the moment, music can always save you from whatever you're going through.
I would not even say it's an escape per se. I feel like it is an escape, but the way I use it is as if, you know, wanting to do something and then you don't have the strength to do it. But I know if I keep lying down on this bed, or if I'm actually very tired, but if I keep staying there, that thing, I'll be worrying about it. So to prevent myself from staying in bed and worrying about escaping the old guilt, I'll just play something. I might just play any album. So for like how many mornings now? I think since we started exams, I've just been drained and tired, and I'll have to like play music and go about my chores, and that'll just keep me going to help me from the guilt.
Yeah, but another thing is, it gives you this kind of, I don't know, strength. Should I say strength? Because when, I'm supposed to wash plate, I'm supposed to do the house chores and all of that, and I'm tired and all, but it's like plugging that earpiece and just start listening to music. I can just do everything with ease. Why dancing and shaking my body and everything?
The problem. What if you dance and you don't do the chores?
So you actually do it because washing plate and listening to music, you wouldn't just want to stop. It just goes on like that.
Or like working out now. Wanting to just maybe escape the pain,
exercise and
it's not exact, you still feel the pain, but it's there to just distract you a bit.
It's like an extra dose of adrenaline.
Like
the workouts you said now, when you are working out, so normal workouts now, you're just doing your, maybe say you're jogging, you're jogging, it's dry, but now imagine you're jogging with automatically
beats
your body is
you want to follow that beat, you want to follow the tempo.
That thing is, it's very, very nice.
It is,
I like it. But me, I need a workout too. Like, the stress I go through as a Nigerian student
is enough. It's enough.
Yeah, but you know, since now we are just praising music itself, dissecting music itself, but let's be particular because our major audience now, Nigerians. So how would you categorize the state of Nigerian music now?
The state of Nigerian music. Nigerian music, should I say, is mostly hip hop, Afro pop, and stuff like that. We have prominent musicians now, like Burna Boy, Davido, Wizkid. I know some people will be annoyed that I didn't mention Wizkid first, but it is what it is. I won't say Wizkid fan, but we have Davido, Wizkid, and other people giving people different vibes based on what they relate to. We also have Johnny Drill, and if you want your love stuff, Johnny Drew is there for you.
It's like you're an Indaboski.
Exactly.
You're not a man of love.
If you want all those songs, we have Jagaban, Zazu guy, portable for you, for the streets. Yeah. So Nigerian music is basically giving you what you want. It diversifies to everyone. Like, what you need, you have someone for it.
Yeah.
Your taste of music, there's someone for it. There's someone giving you what you want. So just pick your preference and vibe to who you want to vibe to. And all of that.
that makes a lot of sense now that I think about it. That is the diversification that makes Nigerian music unique.
Yeah.
Because if we take the United States as a case study, for example,
they
have their style of music, but you can say that they all sprout from one particular line.
Right.
You understand? They have hip hop, but then rap is like part of it.
Yeah.
So then they have like a mumble rap that is still part of that stuff. So, and then they have soul that is part of the whole Celine Dion, I believe I can fly, this kind of stuff. They are just extracting from all their genres. They have specified genres. But in Nigeria, you don't have genres. Let's take Fireboy, for example, now.
Yeah.
My guy. So when he released his first studio album, his debut studio album, Laughter, Tears and Goosebumps now, he named the album as Afro Life.
Okay.
That's the genre he gave it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the critics, after seeing that the songs make sense and the album was critically acclaimed to be good, but then they were like, you should have just called it regular, I've forgotten the name, like Afro Pop instead of Afro Life. I've forgotten, there was one genre they said you should have called it.
Okay.
But why me? I saw it and I was like, it came from the fact that in Nigeria, we don't have specified genres.
Mm-hmm.
The diversification that makes it unique, I think it causes a problem in that aspect.
Yes.
Because as an artist now, you can call your album or any song, you can call it any style you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there is no defined kini, but you can just decide to have Afro to it.
Yeah.
Because you want to make it known as it's African and Nigerian. African,
yeah.
Shey get. Mm-hmm. So I think that thing is like a problem and a blessing. It's a problem and a blessing. Yeah. That's how
it is, though.
I think from onset self, we could I don't say there's always been diversification. You know, if we go back to the days, so they even in Yoruba land, they are the ones that the drumming is very, very slow. For those that watch them, all these olden days Yoruba movies. Yes. So if it's that they are showing all those witches now where they are doing it in exactly. So when people are happy too, there is bata, there is all of that. So even within one language and one culture, the diversification is a lot. Yeah. Not to talk about different cultures, different diversification and all of that. So we never try to tag our music as one thing. And that's what keeps the creativity open, I think.
Yeah. So like, for example, now the fact that Nigerians have just stolen Amapiano.
Like having now,
like, bro, no. The thing is, the way they stole it, they made the best use
out of it.
Best use of it. Take for example this song by
Nigeria,
Mona Lisa.
Yes.
Like the dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. Oh, Nigeria will improve anything that comes to them.
Honestly,
that's Nigeria for you.
It's just sweet, guys.
It's really nice.
It's really sweet.
So, Osaka, come and tell us, our viewers, what's your all-time song, movie, and book?
Like your all-time best.
Best. Yeah. And for movie, you give us the series or the normal one, the movie.
Okay. For what should I start with? I think music.
Okay.
Music. So my all-time music, it's very difficult to pick the best because I'm a fan of good music. I just like everything as it comes. Wait, should I pick like the best artist that gives me what I want or the song?
No, you can pick the music. Okay. You can pick the artist.
Okay. For the artist, actually, present day artist, I think I'll pick the Cavemen because
they are an instrumentalist.
No, I am, but I like the way they are trying to infuse classic songs, that's old time songs, they're trying to infuse it with modern day songs.
Yeah.
Okay. And they are doing it with the modern day artists too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like I think they sang with Asha at a point in time.
I think they are on Fauzi's new album.
Yes. Down, it's coming up very soon. I'm like, these people are too good because they don't want to kill the culture.
Yeah.
At the same time, they still want to vibe with the present day music stuff, so they're like infusing everything and it's making sense even if sometimes I don't understand the language. I have to check Google, like, okay, what
are they saying? Interpret
this for me, and it's always making sense. Sometimes I don't even care about the language, I just cram it and sing it along and the instrumentals flowing. So I really like the Cavemen. I really like what they are doing.
Okay.
They're making great impact, and I think they did a tour some time ago. They were going to places to sing and present some stuff to people, and it was making sense and it was all good and sweet. I wish I was there, but man had exams and all of that. So I would say Cavemen do that nice.
Yeah, so people. If you want to make Osaka happy, just get him
just
a concert ticket. Ticket
to any Cavemen show, anything. I would love that.
Okay, okay. Let me give him trivia now. So mention two of the Cavemen's albums.
Yeah, they have Roots.
Okay, Roots. I think that's their first studio album.
Yeah, Roots. Then Love and High Life,
okay.
The latest one.
Love and High Life
is really nice, and most of the songs there are really nice. And now for the
book.
For the book, I don't really read books like that.
But Osaka is a scholar.
That's what I wanted to say. Not school books.
Okay.
Or other books, maybe all these big novels. Well, I think I read an oral novel a long time ago. I was still, you know, I was secondary school vibes. Yeah. There was no phone then.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to borrow books, lend books, and exchange books. That was how we could just get things.
Phones were not allowed.
Yeah, we thought of escape mechanism, how for music, and like just plug in stuff mm-hmm. like that. But then it was just books. You just swim into your imagination and start imagining it. I think it was called The House.
Okay.
It was an horror novel. I really like it. Well, I think it was by Ted Decker. For me to still remember the author, it means that book was really nice.
Yeah, I don't read horror.
The House.
I've read maybe one or two and I like them, but God, was I scared. And there was one particular one that I was reading where they said the whole place got cold. And I was in this one room in the hostel that the AC was still working.
Okay.
So everywhere was cold. And then out of nowhere, rain was falling. Thunderstruck as I was reading the book, and then light went off. Never took light. Oh my God, I threw the book away. I was screaming. It was like during after exam, so the hostel was not like occupied. I was the only one in that room. I threw the book away and I ran out of the room. So but I still went back and I finished the book. It was really nice.
Yeah.
I don't get mine though. I don't watch
the book. It was horrific. I don't know if I should advise you or not advise you to read it, but if you're a book lover, I can read it. The name of the book is The House. It was just about some set of teenagers. Their car broke down. Typical horror story.
Yeah, there was they a were house white, in the right?
Yeah, they were of white. Course. Of course, they were white. They were white.
You know, it's always like the black folks just go on Twitter and be like, let's say they'll paint a scenario and then exactly. Be like, okay, we are both walking on mm-hmm. the road. And then at a corner, let's say an intersection, we heard a screeching like, or something
jackpot,
like that.
Jackpot.
Mm-hmm. And then the black guy will just be like, what the fuck, nigga?
Let's run.
Jackpot.
Why don't you check it out? Somebody might be in trouble. Bro!
That person is
run,
so white.
Run.
For everyone's sake.
That's so white.
I think the Zikokos just did a thread too on Kini where they were saying why Nigerians can never die in the horror movie because
exactly.
We would know it.
But why is we learned how to survive?
Honestly,
so we can't check it out.
We are not so intrigued to
exactly.
die.
My guy will say that was some white people shit.
Honestly.
That's so curious and inquisitive. Leave this thing, run. That's the idea.
All right,
it remains movie
for the movie.
For the movie, I would pick.
You know, you are giving us two: the movie and then the series.
Series, okay. For the movie. I don't want to pick. I've watched a lot of movies. I actually love movies. It goes from music, movies. I don't think book is part of that list. So, movies, I would say the director and the writer and the producer. It was The Green Man. He's dead. His name is Alfred Hitchcock. He was very good. He was very good. A very prominent one. He directed a lot of movies. But I think one exceptional one, distinctive one was Vertigo.
Okay.
He did Vertigo.
I think I've watched Vertigo.
And,
I have not.
And Psycho. Yes. Psycho. I love those two movies very well.
Okay.
Even then, there was CGI was not really.
Yeah, there wasn't much CGI. So they had to get creative with
it. Exactly. Trash CGI. They just had to get creative with what they had. And it was very hard. Because then there was nothing like cut every second. Their film can just go up to 20 minutes straight. So you can have an actor acting for like 20 to 30 minutes straight without cutting.
Mm.
So that's how they do it then. So it was tough and he had to make good use of that, and the acting was so good and perfect and all of that. I love Psycho very much. It's kind of horrific, thrilling. Vertigo
Osaka
is
a very scary person.
I'm not scary.
Book,
I'm
horrific.
I'm not scary. Horrific. I like horror movies too. They give me the cheers.
You know, I don't read horror, but I like watching horror.
Horror
we watched one together now.
It wasn't exactly horror, no.
Yeah, but it had this chilled vibe and something.
Yeah.
Yes.
So horror movies to me, you know, I spend a lot of time on Twitter. I beg. There was a tweet where somebody said, the reason why you should not study physics is not because it's hard or something. It's because you would never look at movies the same way.
The same way, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
If you have like somebody crawling out of a TV and then crawling up the ceiling, the next thing that will come to your mind is that, guy, this guy just defied gravity. This is not possible.
Yeah,
exactly.
Instead of feeling the whole. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm that type of person. I don't see the whole, like,
scary.
So it takes a lot to get me like engrossed in the story. Mm. So I think I switch my mind to the idea that it's horror. Number one, it is not real. And then I'm trying to look for two. I watch horror movies, this platonic stuff, so it doesn't really get to me. Yes. But what would you say is like the better one, to read the book in horror or to watch it in horror?
Reading
in horror is like, that's why I don't read horror, because when you are reading, you essentially picture that thing in your head.
Yes.
So let's say they set the scene for a movie and they're like, the green grass over the plush hill.
Mm-hmm.
So you already picture it. So imagine reading horror whereby they are explaining how the character is horrific, and then you already imagine it in your head.
Mm-hmm.
You are obviously going to be very, very scared.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't read horror, because I'm an avid reader and my imagination goes very wild.
Can go very wild. Anyhow, so you want it to be pictured.
I think whatever it is, love, anything, the book is always better. 50 Shades, because I read a lot of rom-coms.
Although credit to people making better movies, I think it's hard to recreate what is in the
book.
Because there are some certain expressions the author would write that you cannot replicate.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. It just has to go with the imagination.
Yeah.
That's why they would say you should read the book. Because there's anything in the book that they will definitely not film.
Exactly.
Yes.
There are some things they can't hide.
Exactly. So they will advise you to read the books.
All right. For series, Uncle.
For series. This one is hard, because I've watched a lot of series. Actually, I've watched a lot of series and I didn't even know which one to pick as the best. But I like comedy series. I think How I Met Your Mother.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If it's that one, I would say that they are in my top five for comedy series.
Yeah, I like
then
that
we
one.
Have like The Big Bang Theory, obviously. Yeah. Then we have Friends. Finish
Friends,
this one.
Yes.
I think I've not watched How I Met Your Mother, though.
Okay.
So I think I would. It's on my list, though. If I can download it.
Another one. Wrecked. I think I like Wrecked. Yeah, I've watched it. It's very nice. It's a very nice series, Wrecked.
So you say Wrecked is your favorite?
Yeah, it should be. It should be my top five, though.
I don't like horror music.
There is no horror horrific. Music now. Although we have gothic music, though. Gothic music.
I don't think I've listened to them.
Wait, calm down. What do you mean by?
Are
you trying to say that it's not valid?
It is not valid for a normal person.
Guy,
actually,
you are just saying you enjoy.
Wait. Let me throw something out there.
Gothic music.
That's to tell me that you don't like Billie Eilish.
I like Billie Eilish.
I thought you say otherwise. You just cut up.
I like Billie Eilish. She
sings gothic music?
Yeah,
but not all the time.
No, not all the time. Like, but it's like part of her style.
Yeah.
Like, same goes for like Aurora, and then like there's this person that Billie Eilish got her inspiration from. I've forgotten her name, dude. But like she sings gothic. When I mean gothic music, I mean like dark
music,
brooding and foreboding music.
Mm.
She get type of music you need in horror movies.
Yeah,
mm.
I think the difference is, you know, when you listen to a song and when you actually watch the music video,
there might
be different perspective to it. You might be listening to the song and thinking it's okay, it's love and all. But when you watch the video, you might just see that this guy was even talking about another thing entirely and all of that.
Yeah.
If you listen to some Billie Eilish songs, you might be relating to it in a normal way.
Mm-hmm.
But you just watch the video and you can see black blood coming out of her eyes and stuff like that.
What do you want from
me? And it's just scary, I know.
Yeah.
Man, that's how it is.
Well, I think what's really helping that gen is that they mix it.
Mm. Yes, exactly.
It goes with like the modern instruments and then maybe they just tweak it a little to give it that gothic feeling.
Mm-hmm.
This guy like this now. Just they give recommendations.
So I have Vertigo. Vertigo to go and check out.
And Psycho. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe. Because I
it's a very old music. I think Psycho was in black and white. Old movies.
Black and white.
Yeah, Psycho was in black and white.
No.
Please.
No.
Uh-uh. Why do you people disregard black and white?
Normally, you are just your own
soul. Normal. He lives under a rock.
Now
she doesn't know what's going on in this world. So telling her to not go back in time.
Wow. You enjoy it. You enjoy it. You're asking
too much. You are asking too much, but I don't live under a rock per se. Anyhow.
Anyhow, Sha, there's something I want to ask now.
Okay.
There's something I want us to talk about too.
Okay.
Which is better? I think it's just be quick, but which is better? Listening to music alone and listening to music in public. I know there are certain occasions for it too.
Mm-hmm.
But like in your own words, because for me now, I would say it boils down to the fact that when I listen to music alone, I can actually listen. I know you can't see this, but I'm using my fingers to give air quotes. Listen.
Okay.
For you to really listen.
Yeah.
It has to be alone for me. Although when you are in public now, or you go to a club and then the music experience here is very, very different. Because the bass will be much more enhanced and then they are mixing it with the DJ and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But it's not my thing. So for me, listening to music alone is like the top notch for me.
What about you?
Yeah, I think listening to music in public. But depends on the kind of public. Okay. Like you said, in a club, I don't even like DJ mix like that, because you are getting to the end, the sweet part of the song.
And you're cutting it off.
You are just cutting it off and bringing you this thing. Just let him play finish. I think listening to music in public is the thing, because I get to do the music video by myself with my eyes. I can't hear you. I can't hear anything happening. I'm just vibing to it and I'm looking at people walking, doing one thing or the other, and I'm just doing music video with my eyes. And I'm just picturing.
You know why I said alone? The same reason why you say public is the same reason I said alone. Because for me, when I'm listening to music alone, I get to be crazy.
Yes.
And it's so crazy today. What, you want to cast me?
No, I know. I know that, yes.
It's so crazy to the extent that when I was in secondary school, I know my secondary school guys can relate. Like, they used to call me, in my school, we had this whole seniority sometimes. They'd be like, Senior Usman. And they used to call me Senior Reverse. That time, that is AU and TU.
Yeah, AU and TU Reverse.
Bro, I would literally be dancing on the road. I actually stopped it when I was about to enter uni. Like, when I came home for holidays too, they had to report to my dad that, like, this is your son. Like, he dances on the road. Like, it's no, it's so worse to the fact that there is no music playing in my ear.
Okay,
I'm just walking, and then so there's a music video in my head, and then I'm not the artist, though, I am a dancer. So you can just imagine how that would have been. So like my hands and hey,
God, on the road.
That's weird.
Yeah, that's it.
But that's, of course, weird. This is the Sublimate Podcast.
Yeah.
Abby.
Anyways, I don't know. I would say both, because I enjoy music in public, like parties and with the DJ mix and everything. And then there are times too where I would like to listen to them alone. Do you get? So, but if it's like music with lyrics, like deep in lyrics, like Adele and Ed Sheeran and the rest, I prefer to listen to those ones alone because I want to listen to what they're the saying. Lyrics. But when it comes to like Las or Palazzo, or you understand, I enjoy listening to them with people that I can vibe with and just like say the lyrics together and stuff, like in a party or in a club or something like that. You understand?
Yeah.
So both works for me. But how would we say, like, the spirits like this nice to enter? You know, when we are like, when you're alone, there's this particular freedom that you have.
Listening
to music. But then, or like the dance steps you did not know that you had.
Exactly.
You're like an amazing dancer, but when you're outside, the
struggle
just
to hold back,
the spirit
that Usman doesn't have. The struggle to hold back.
Yeah,
I know music has won in that aspect. I don't have it. I cannot hold back. You usually see my head. I'll just be bobbing my head. That's how it is for me.
So, Mr. Osaka, music is life.
Yes, music is life.
What would you do? You have a philosophy of life. What would you say your philosophy of life is?
Life is beautiful. Life is sweet.
Okay.
Life is a gift.
Okay.
Accept it.
Okay.
There was a picture we had in our house back then. It was just writing about life, and I was young. I didn't really understand it. But life is a gift. Accept it. Life is this. Live it. Stuff like that. Well, I think life is beautiful in that sense. Filled with people with different understanding on different things. It's just vast. It's vast. It's colorful and all of that.
Yeah.
Life is sweet, actually.
So you say that that's how you live your life?
Yeah, that's how I live my life, like a free man that I am.
Okay.
I'm black, yes. Yes, but I'm free also.
Yeah.
So I live my life that way, actually. I don't focus on what people think about me that much. If it's negative, that's your business, because I just want to live this life to the fullest and all of that. Yeah, that's the life. That's how I live life.
Yeah, it reflects. Obviously, it reflects in even his music taste.
Exactly. Yeah,
reflects. Yeah, but you know, now going back to like listening to music itself.
Yeah.
So there's something people don't recognize. Like, how do I put it? The art of the listening experience.
Yes.
Down, because you will be like, if I listen to it, I don't hear and be that now. But exactly. No, I think it's worth looking into in terms of like audio quality.
Yeah.
Earphones versus speakers and all that stuff. Because come to think of it now, if you like, I think one of the best decisions you can ever make in life is to get a pair of good earpods.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm not kidding you. The what you will hear inside is different from what you would hear listening to this, it, like with your phone or something.
Yeah. Phone,
like, to give an example, I was with my guy one day. So there is this song by Olamide and Wandeko, Hate Me. He was playing the song with his phone. I've been listening to it with my earpods. Normal. That's how I listen to all my songs now. I don't even listen to songs with the phone. I can't even try it to tell you how crazy it is. But I know where I'm getting to now. So he was playing the song, and then, you know, listening to it with earpods now, there are some things you've been hearing. You are hearing the full song.
Yeah.
And then as the song was playing, I was not going dun, 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 dun. It was not like, share that one day inside the song. I was not like, wait, you sure sing that the same song with the hear?
Yeah.
It was not like, that's a lie. Yeah, I didn't, okay. I gave him the earpods to listen to it. It was not like, it's true. You can hear the subtle.
Yeah.
I was like, you see now. So that listening experience, I think it's very, very underrated.
Yes.
Because Apple, like on Apple Music and then on Spotify, there is like high fidelity audio. Yes. Hi-fi. And then Apple Music is in another league of its own.
Yeah.
They mix and master their songs like in the Apple Music format in a way that there is lossless audio.
Okay.
And then there is also 5.1 surround sound. I've forgotten the particular name, Sha.
Okay.
But the way Apple Music is their song, that if you listen to it with earpods,
it's
basically like you have an orchestra or like a studio setup around
you.
Yeah, listening to every single instrumental.
Exactly.
Like, it gives you this cohesive feeling.
Everything comes out.
So like, how do you think people relate with that listening experience? Because for me, I can't do without it.
Yeah.
I think people who really know about music listen to music that way.
Okay.
Like, they really want to hear everything from the instrumentals to the lyrics. Most of them want to even judge the music to see how it is. Because before you even judge the music, you have to listen to it very well, all the instrumentals, how they flow together. But you see people walk around in the streets listening to music
their phone
with their phone.
God.
And the only thing I'm hearing is shh and the musician singing. Okay, maybe this person just wants to hear the lyrics. You just want to listen to the lyrics, which is very weird. On the normal settings, you're supposed to listen to everything. That's why it's good to blast the music on your speaker. Don't care about your neighbors. Blast the music on your speaker. Everything
if
come out.
If you're my neighbor, please don't try it, because I don't like noise.
No, that's public disturbance.
Yeah.
That's why I'm a big advocate for earphones.
Yeah.
Earpods.
So it's better you just listen
to
it.
Let's not even go into the idea of having like a good pair of like headphones. I'm talking about earpods now. Those ones are even like underrated compared to actual studio headphones. Like,
exactly.
Guy, if you have that experience, you can't go back.
Honestly, like, that's just the thing. Since I think I was one of those people that I just listen to music. So I sometimes play it out as long as I'm alone in the house. And then later I got this, there was this thing raining then, this Bluetooth headphones.
Headphones, yes.
So then I could not listen to music without the headphones. I would not enjoy it. So I started listening with the Bluetooth headphones. But later I got these Bluetooth earbuds and stuff. So as I started listening to something better, I just couldn't go back. Exactly. Do you understand? But I never really saw anything wrong with it when I listened to it that way. Yeah. But now that I look back at it, even the headphones then, they were just making noise. I could not really identify the sound. They were just really, really loud and make you like get lost, but they were not really giving you that listener's experience. So now that I'm using a certain kind of AirPods now, if I have the money, I want to get something better because I just know that the experience is just going to be amazing. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So for those of you that don't have any issues with it, just try to just taste the good life.
And you see that
you can't go back. You can't go back.
No. I think the only thing that causes that AirPods something in this country is because it's expensive. Like Apple AirPods are expensive.
They are very expensive.
But then we have like the Oraimos, like 34K, 15K.
Yeah.
But then there are some that like they are basically and I think it avoids a lot of disrespect on its own. Like using earphones, you are not disturbing anybody.
Exactly. Yeah.
Check it. And then you can be in your own zone. That itself gives it like a very peculiar feeling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think, but now there are earphones of like, I think Techno makes one.
There are some phones you buy with Techno that comes in.
Exactly.
Yeah,
4,000, 5,000. I think just make that sacrifice. Of course, it will last you for a long time.
Yeah.
So I think if you make that sacrifice, you cannot go back.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot go back. But please, don't listen to it. Don't put it in your ear while you are walking on the road.
I know if
I beg you,
make sure your eyes are at alert.
Exactly.
Yeah, just
try to stay at alert.
But even then, God, if it carry you.
It happened to me one time. Like I was walking on the road and I was just vibing, and the bus was coming behind me. That's an average Nigerian parent's greatest fear. Like, move your earpiece. They don't like earpiece or anything.
Even when you're inside the
exactly. house. And one man from the bus, it was just like, don't walk with your eyes, walk with your ears. As it was going, I was like, okay.
No, it has happened to me countless times. Like on a daily self. But although it's mostly my street with like Okada coming behind me.
Yeah.
I'll just tattoo myself.
I think anytime I decide to plug my ears and block myself off like the world normally, my eyes are always, I can look at the same place like 5-10 times. So I'm always at alert. And I'll make sure that what I'm listening to is something that keeps me at alert. So
I just reduce my volume.
I just reduce the volume.
Exactly.
That's just what I do.
Anyways, Osaka, so with all these stories that we've been given, what would you say is like your funniest or weirdest story that you'd like to tell people or that you've told before?
Funny in what sense? Is it
funniest? I mean,
just want to give our audience like a good story.
Okay.
Yes. That is funny or weird. That people be like, what's that?
It is funny and it's weird. Yes. Okay. It's both. It's both because... I don't think I've told my mom this one.
Okay.
I have to see. It's one way or the other, she will eventually hear it. It was funny because back then I was in, was it SS1? Gestry, I think. So I did something very bad at home. Very bad. It was not really bad like that. I don't know. I don't want to say it like that. But I did something at home and I was scared. You know, as a child, there are some things we do now that we don't even bother ourselves. Mm-hmm. You can just go to the pot and just take meat.
Yes.
And your mom will just look at you and just look at that and smile back. And, but when you're small and you just have that fear in you.
Mm-hmm.
But I did something bad.
So that means you took meat.
I did not take meat for it, but it's related to that. So I go to school. I was living life in school the normal way. And my mom came to school. Anytime my mom comes to school, I'm scared that what's going on.
And
they won't call me. I was very troublesome though. They won't call me. They will just meet the principal and they'll talk. Then principal will call me that, what have you done at home?
Uh-uh.
I'm like, Jesus Christ, it's about to go down. These people found out. I was like, okay, you go home, don't worry, nothing. I went back to the class and all of that. And I was scared to go home because I know my punishment was waiting for me. The punishment that gives me the most was pick pin. That's two down.
God.
I can't do that thing for hours and I hate that punishment among beatings and all of that. So I was scared. There will be something. I faked my kidnap.
What?
It was very weird. I don't know who dropped that thought in me. Yeah, the devil what? Did something. This I actually felt like kidnapped. Like,
what?
I think I told my sister later on in life, and she was like, I'll tell mommy.
What?
Because I did not just manage to deceive the family, I deceived the whole school. I also deceived the pastor that used to come on Wednesday to pray for us. So it was funny. I ran. I was staying along Lias Road by that time. So I just ran from Lias Road. I ran from towards council. I was just walking to Ilewe. I was young, so the distance was quite far.
Yes,
I just sat down. I sat down there waiting for some. It was well planned. I can't remember planning it, but I can remember doing it. I don't
waiting
know.
Waiting for someone to come
to
and
just notice me as a child with school uniform now, just sitting down. And a woman did. She came to meet me and she was like, "Where are you going? Where's your mom? Where's your, why are you, what are you doing here?" Then I faked tears for the first time in my life.
Are you sure you don't want to go into acting?
I faked tears. Guys, but, that was no. The greatest acting ever. I faked tears. And she was like, "What happened?" I was like, "I was kidnapped." You know, as a child, they don't believe you can just come up with that kind of lie.
Yeah.
I was like, "I was kidnapped." She was shocked and all that. "Where's your mommy? This one, that one." I knew my mom's phone number in my head then. So I just gave the woman. She called my mom and she told me that someone's kidnapped. And my mom, a very dramatic woman, she ran to the school and she was rolling with that. "Oh, where's your brother?" She went to meet my sister. "Where's your brother? Where's your brother?" I was like, "Hey, God, what's going on?"
God.
So she was crying and all of that. I feel bad, God. But I just have to do this. You forgive me later. Then they took me home. The stuff I did at home, although it's still in their mind, but it won't be the main focus.
Yeah.
You get.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got home, they told me to stand down for the bad thing I did earlier that day. But when they saw that, people from school were coming,
okay,
and people were coming, they just had to release me like 10 minutes after. They just had to release me that, then all this, sorry, this one, that one. I know it came with don't go to school alone again, but at least I escaped. That was that was something. It was very funny.
That
even to
crazy.
This day, I think of it, I'm like, I actually deceived all these people. They believed
me. That is great. But like the length at which we used to go, I think there was a time too where my dad came back and they drop us with this a particular teacher. Like, I love that woman. She was one that basically raised me through primary school. So there was a time he came very early. Normally, my parents get back from work around, say, 11 p.m., yeah, sometimes almost 12, because Korodu traffic was mad, the road was bad. So thinking he would not come early now, would leave the auntie's shop, me and our children, then we'll go and play somewhere. So when it's becoming like evening or something, we'll come back. So I think that they went to play, or and I had entered senior secondary school. We're going to summer school. So as per big girls, then I will not go home immediately after we finish. Yes. We shall walk out. If we not go to somebody's house, we'll go to home buka and go and eat. We'll come back home around after 5.
No man.
So that day, I think we shall went out, and when I was coming back, my dad was there with the car. He had been waiting for me to come back. He had gone to the school to come and pick me up. Because normally if the auntie asks us, we'll say we're in school. Meanwhile, she was my primary school teacher. By the time I was in secondary school, I was still going to her shop. Like, we would wait there for our parents and we're still playing. So I and our children grew up together. So the children were going to the same secondary school for... So all of us, we shall lie that we had one thing in school or something. We'll come back late. So daddy went to school. He did not meet us there. So that one, so his mom already knew that all our life, we've just been... So I don't... And my dad is one that doesn't take nonsense. Honestly, I was so scared. And I don't know who told me that if I cut my lashes and put it inside the slippers, that once he wears the slippers, he would forget. Yeah. Oh my God.
Stuff.
I was so scared. I removed lashes. I don't have lashes now. You guys will understand. I don't have lashes. I removed the very little that I had. I kept removing it and throwing it inside inside the slippers. But funny thing is, it did not beat me. It did not see anything. So I would not say it worked. But I was lucky. It
definitely did not work.
Yeah, it did not work. But I was ready to. I was going through so much pain removing lashes.
Come on, I did try. Yeah, no one gets story like this. But no, the thing is, I think all those things stem from the fact that children, there is so much fear.
Fear, exactly.
When you do something
bad,
with a child. Normal. You would correct the child now. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, when it comes to the fact that you instilled in each other, if you ever do this thing, I don't want to know if it was a mistake
exactly.
or not.
Yeah,
you will chop king.
Exactly.
Do you understand? So mm-hmm. they'll be looking for means to, just like Osaka now, this
yeah.
criminal.
Honestly.
Guy in the school straight win.
Go, not straight win. Go.
Honestly.
Handicap.
And the pastor was like, we thank God for saving this boy. And in my mind, I was like,
you're
not a man of God.
You don't have
discerning spirit.
You're supposed to see
exactly.
Oh boy, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. So now, if you want to go back into talking about music, now I feel like I just spoiled the mood.
Back to the serious stuff.
It's not that serious now.
Yeah, but why did you not say you spoiled the mood?
You know, when the listeners just listen to a story and then Usman comes with his whole weird nature and just let's go back. You know, it's always.
By grace, well, to go back.
Whatever the case is, as long as you are still looking like the bad person, I'm cool.
Yeah, so okay. You are the good
I
angel.
I am a saint.
The feud.
Anyhow, so talking about music again, how do you see music barriers? Like, I feel like I have to explain.
Mm-hmm.
Should I explain?
Yes.
Explain.
In terms of like language, you know, like, do we even have any barrier in music itself? Like I feel like it transcends the normal reasoning of like we are not alike. You don't have to be alike in music. That's what makes it beautiful.
Yes, yeah.
So like for me, I don't think there's a barrier in music. There are any barriers in music except from your preference.
Yeah.
Yeah, to me that's the only barrier, because if you talk about language, there is a French song that I like. This song Alone Dance.
Yeah.
I just love that song. I don't speak a modicum of French. From primary school to secondary school, I don't like
it.
Je suis sui, je suis wawa. That's the only thing I know. Je m'appelle.
Yeah.
Apart from that, so, but that song, from the first day I heard it, I just love this song. So I don't think language is like. So for me, my preference is just what determines.
But what if you don't understand what the person is saying in the song?
Yeah, like the song, I don't understand what the person is saying.
But just
I just know
the vibes.
That.
You know, if we think about itself, all this, you know, Nigerian music now is just popping a lot now.
Yeah.
But we speak a lot of Yoruba, and
yes.
then you see white folks just.
Yeah, apart from that, let me tell you something. So, Billboard, they released like the top 50 songs of the year or something.
Mm-hmm.
Funniest thing, number 4 was like Emiliana by CK. Not even his love wanting to. She understands.
Yeah.
So, normally, that guy doesn't understand like a white guy, because obviously it's in the US, it trended.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then he doesn't know. He just knows that the song is good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like the melody,
it sounds sweet.
The sound, the
mm-hmm.
instrumentals.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It's catchy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So they like it.
Yeah.
She understands. So mm-hmm. language is like out of the question.
Yes. That's very true.
You know, the funniest thing is, but for me, when watching movies, like for music, I can listen to any language.
Mm-hmm.
But in movies and series, it's very, very hard for me. Like, except anime. It's only in anime.
May I watch movies that I don't understand? Korean film. Hey.
Well, you have
I watched
subtitles.
It a lot. I watched it a lot growing up. Eh?
We have subtitles.
Yeah, but that's the thing. You cannot watch... You cannot. I think Usman knows where I'm going with this.
You know there is this.
You cannot
picture,
watch.
You know there is this picture that explains that situation whereby the lady had her eyeball. One was up and one was down.
Yeah.
They are like, you are trying to read the subtitles while watching
watch
the
exactly. You know, aside that, Seth, you cannot watch a movie with subtitles with me and enjoy it. You get frustrated because I'm a very slow reader. So they are talking so fast. So I'm pausing to read what they are saying. Or I'll go back to like catch up on what they were saying or something. So I'm always very, very slow. So if a movie is like 30 minutes, I'm taking like extra 5 minutes going back, reading, pausing. So I can't watch a movie that like is in another language with someone else. But I do. I enjoy them a lot.
It has to do with like the flow. Like I can't easily flow with it. So
I just even think I have a problem with movies like that. I might not hear like I want to hear every single thing. That's one thing that can annoy me. If I'm watching a movie and you're disturbing, just I can just have this outburst out of nowhere. So even if it's normal movie that they are speaking English,
yeah.
If I don't hear the IT that is said there, I'm going back.
Wow.
And I don't I don't care how many people are watching this with me. If you don't allow me to go back, I'll not allow you to enjoy the remaining movie until we go back and I'll hear what he said. You understand? So I like watching every... just experiencing every single thing in the movie.
Yeah, so language obviously is not a barrier for you in your music.
It is
too.
Not. Is it for you, Osaka?
It is not. I sing some songs that I don't even know the meaning.
I don't know what I am saying.
Yeah.
But it's nice. I like the way it's sounding. Mm-hmm. And
let me give an example. There is this song by Bisakede. Brode. I don't know if you know this song.
Yeah, I
know that song. Like how to pronounce every single thing from the beginning to the end perfectly, but I don't know what it means or anything. Even checking lyrics, they are just writing it out. There's no meaning.
And sometimes Google doesn't help because when you ask for the meaning, they don't have it. They'll be like, "Do you have a suggestion? Drop or stuff like that."
Yeah, so I don't even want to know what I'm saying. As long as it's good.
Yeah, it's just as long as it's good.
It's good. Okay.
As long as we're able to flow it. Now let's do something a bit shaky or argumentative.
Okay.
So what would you say makes the music, the lyrics or the instrumentals?
I think that thing is like a lifelong argument. You know, you mentioned something with like listening experience,
exactly.
After the listening experience,
exactly.
Like the instrumentals and everything with the vocals. And then you mentioned that guy walking on the road and then you're only hearing the lyrics. But for me, the lyrics versus the instrumentals, I would pick the instrumentals anytime. Any day. Normally, it's just because me, I'm like a music guy, normal audio guy. Like, I just love the bass of everything. So, I can listen to, let me not even say I can, I listen to instrumentals a lot. Just rest assured that I'll listen to the instrumental more than I'll listen to the actual song with the vocals and everything. Because I feel like the vocals are like easily represented, but not the instrumentals. So, for me, to answer that question, what actually makes the music, in that argument, will be the instrumental for me. If you want to come at me, come at me. I don't care.
And it's not equally wrong. I agree with that. I'll say it's depends on who you are.
Okay.
If you're an instrumentalist like me, I will definitely want to hear the instrumentals. Now, for people like us, we want to hear 70% the instrumentals, then 30% the lyrics.
I think like that's for everybody too now.
There are some people that listen to 70% lyrics, then 30% instrumentals. Yeah. There are some songs that don't even have much instrumentals, but they are just shouting and just singing, and people are vibing to it. Someone like me won't really vibe to it because
like,
the instrumentals
like,
is not
like
there.
Like example, Palazzo. Yeah. I mean, like, the instrumental is nice, but like, what actually makes the song?
Yeah, it's the lyrics. The lyrics and the way it's just going and going and going.
For me, it's the instrumentals always.
Me, I'm back to both again, but I'll say why. For me, it's both because I think I've already grown from, like I said, listening to music without like listening to the instrumental. So I'll just playing it from the phone and just singing along, and so I was always one listening to the lyrics out. Listen to songs, and I don't know if it was like from boarding school, because when we're in boarding school, things that we used to while away time where there was a lot of Disney freaks. I missed all of us, so we'd go and learn the theme songs of Nickelodeon movies and Disney movies, and then when we're bored, we'll just sit around and start singing it. You understand? I'm putting our own beats to it
I can tell you that when I knew that something was wrong, was in SS3, me and Aminat, SS3, and then she just started singing the theme song for Sophia the First. Sophia the First, and I was so surprised that how accurate I was singing along with like the actual lyrics. She looked at me like this, and I looked at her like, I don't know. Same goes for like Nickelodeon stuff. I get you.
So we used to like learn a lot of lyrics, and we had we had a lot of song books. So someone had one song book where you write the lyrics to song. So I started listening to music wanting to learn the lyrics so that I'll go to the hostel and I won't feel left out and everybody is singing. You understand?
Exactly.
So I never really listened to the instrumentals. Then later, growing up, and I think just of recent, I started actually appreciating, not of recent, I think when I entered LASO, I used to listen to a lot of just basic orchestra when I want to read or something like that. So I would really enjoy it and zone out because I like listening to music and reading. But if I'm listening to music that have lyrics, I won't be able to focus on what I was reading because then I was doing a lot of biology and fisheries stuff. So it wasn't math. So I needed to focus. So to get that focus, I would always go to orchestra and just listen to orchestra. So both of them, I don't really know which one wins per se.
Well, I think for me, I'll just say it has to do with the fact that it's when you start to appreciate the actual instrumental, you'd want to go more with the instrumental than the lyrics.
Yeah.
Because you feel like the lyrics are easy to write. I'm not saying they are easy, but the thing is, they are just lyrics, but then the melody, should you understand, the beat, the way the bass comes in, or the way a shekere goes,
exactly.
Should you understand? Yeah. So it gives it that sweet feeling. So that's why me, I'm partial to instrumentals because I work with audio. So
can we take a song as a case study? Let me say Dumi B Now by Rema.
Okay.
Let's take that as a case study. If the first attraction to that song should be the instrumentals, because the lyrics are not just
so people will eat you raw.
no, I like the song, it's a nice song, because of the instrumentals. If you remove the instrumentals, just try remove the instrumentals and just listen to the song like that.
Yeah,
you don't really feel that vibe.
I think
instrumentals that carried the song.
I think I get what he's saying in the sense that, you know, when you go to perform, let's say you're performing a song now,
exactly.
So there are some songs that if you remove the instrumental, you can start performing it and everybody will start singing along. But then, like for Dumebi Now, this guy don't cause wahala. It's true. If you remove the instrumental, but I love Rema. I don't know, I like that guy because it's what really kicked in, like for me. Like, of recent, though, I'm not going to claim that, like, I liked him from the beginning. At the beginning, I just endured.
Yeah.
I just endured his music. But what really gave it that was Soundgasm. That song, and Calm Down. Bro.
Exactly.
I think the one I really liked was
I'm not going to lie you. That Soundgasm, I have never skipped that song.
The instrumental was a bam, actually.
And the actual lyrics. Remember that part? He was like, baby, get your body, is my medicine.
It
was just good. So that song, the instrumental and the lyrics were just top notch. So I don't know. I don't even know what to say. So in that aspect, I think I agree with Osaka. There are some times that the lyrics are just, but 90% of the time, the instrumentals are always valid.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are always valid. So let me wind this guy now, you know? Let's give the audience something to like you for. Because now that you've blasphemed against Rema. So, what's the last thing you searched on Google?
There's no
like,
concern.
Not relating to the podcast, dude.
What was the last thing I searched about? I have to think.
I
searched about cavemen.
That's not relating to the podcast.
Actually. But, okay. I searched about...
You guys should see this guy's pattern for heaven's sake.
No. The pattern I've known for years. And it just goes on continually. Like that.
So, we are checking. Sorry for the delay.
I searched about bass guitars. Because, you see, it's even music related. And it was not even like here currently. It was before. I searched about bass guitars. Because one of my friends wanted to get a good bass guitar. So, I was like, okay, what bass guitar should I get? And I just had to search for him. So you see, music is
God save you, God save you.
It's
been something embarrassing.
What you expecting? No, I don't search embarrassing stuff juicy. On Chrome.
Or on Chrome. So why do you search embarrassing stuff?
No, like that's my browser.
Incognito mode.
Don't go there.
Ah, bad guy.
They are watching you now, don't you know? They know what to search for.
That one is another Kenny on its own. Anyways, now moving back to the music, since we've seen that it's like everything about Yusuf
is
basically music. We give you guys like the
I told you music is
like
life.
It's life to you.
Yeah,
oxygen.
Life, it should be life.
Oxygen and God is life to it's life to me. Yeah. Anyways, so let's talk about music bias. We now have already talked about music, lyrics, instrumentals and stuff, but then there are also like other types of music, like I mentioned before, like the orchestra and then jazz music and you know, all those kind of like
Afro juju and stuff like that.
And but then there's just a bias towards all those kind of music. I know for one, like listening to orchestra, it wasn't really something I would play out. Because not everybody really understand that feeling. People be like, what happened? What did somebody die?
Exactly,
you understand?
Yes.
But they will not really understand the goosebumps and the feeling that it's just honestly that it gives.
I think it boils down to your level of understanding on some certain things. Because you can't go to the street and meet a hoodlum and play orchestra for him. I don't think this is capable to grasp that kind of knowledge and that kind of music. Mm-hmm. So that's why I have variations of music and stuff like that. Hip hop, afro, juju, high life. Personally, I like high life.
Mm.
I like jazz. Mm. I like afro.
Mm.
Those three genres.
Okay.
I like them very well. And I vibe with them. I don't care if it's current or old. I vibe with you. King Sonia Adi, I vibe with you. Ebenezer Obi, I vibe with you. Fela, the greatest, I vibe with you. Everything. So that's just me. But I think the variation is important. And I also feel that some people are not aware of some certain type of songs.
Mm.
Like, I feel some people don't know what they like. They're just moving with the crowd and all of that.
Get.
You can't tell me you like this song because your friend likes it. I've played my songs on the speaker and some people were like, my brother, disconnect that thing. What is this? There's only one guy. Disconnect. Too late to Saka connect. I'm like, okay, I will. I went to buy a piece. It's just me and myself. And there's also some people that I told about it. There was a girl, like, I was playing Caveman. I introduced Caveman to her and she found out that she actually likes them and she's now listening to them more. So I feel some people are not even aware of the music they like.
Yeah.
So I think I can even relate to what Osaka was saying. Like, I went to his hostel one day and then a bunch of guys vibing and stuff after eating and then they're like, maybe I should play music now. So they brought the speaker and then I connected to it and you know, it's 2 minutes. Somebody from outside was just like, who be that one? Just come on that thing for the edge. Yeah, so the thing is, I think people don't know that they are genres of music.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, you don't have to criticize on something because it's not what you are used to.
Yes.
Check it. So when you see somebody playing jazz, just try it. If you eventually don't like it, then you've made your choice.
Yeah.
Like we said, it's based on preference.
Exactly.
But seeing the fact that they'll just play the song at the beginning and then you'll be like, which kind of song?
Yeah.
And I'll be like, just calm down and listen to like, listen there to may be a particular part that gives you this rising. But they don't want to know.
I think it's just
that bias towards it is like, it's annoying me.
Yeah, I even have like two things. The first, I think it's because, I don't know, Nigerians, we're not open to new things. I don't know, it's what you know that you just stick with. So
exactly.
once it's not what you know, you don't want to have
yeah,
it. We're not open to trials.
To criticize things.
Yeah. And then secondly, you know, you said, Osaka, that it depends on people that don't really have knowledge about something. So this orchestra thing, now there's this particular one that I'm obsessed with, the series on Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, exactly. So I was obsessed with it, and there's this girl that the last two students studies music.
Yes.
She plays violin. So I was not like trying to, like, serious, look at this skinny and trying to show away those
violinists
were playing, and the video, like, that video is just amazing. So where they were performing it live, and it was not as if I was just this weird girl that doesn't really listen to music. So in my head I'm like, but is she not supposed to understand? I mean, she plays, she studies the course and everything like that. So it was just off.
It's like, you know, we remember, like, from another level, we know each other now. So remember all those times that we would go to theater. Not go for classes. We'll just go to their theater and then listen to performances.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Game of Thrones now, it was still around that time. Mm-hmm. So before the finale, final season. The theme song for Game of Thrones, I can't tell you how many times I've watched the performance. Even the Ramin Djawadi, the guy that made the Kine, I'm subscribed to him on YouTube. So anytime he releases anything, the composure.
Yes.
Let's not even go to Hans Zimmer.
So
like,
Hans Zimmer is amazing.
Telling one guy, like, it was from music department, obviously. Yes. I was like, guy, you feel this. I'll be like, guy, what all this one? And when we want to do projects, we go do them. I felt heartbroken, guy, that you are studying music.
For
even if it's not your type, you should be open to all types.
Learning now. Or yes. Like just listening to it first. Not like
so
just
all the music students that are listening to this, we are shading you people.
Honestly.
We are shading
it's,
you.
It's embarrassing.
But let's use something Osaka said as a case study too. The cavemen.
Okay. Yeah.
How do you think Nigerians' reception to the cavemen have been? Because I, for one, I like their music, but like I don't know them. I won't lie, I'm not like a big fan.
Yeah,
sure you get.
I think me too. I don't even. The Usman had already casted me that I live under a rock, so that's okay. But I've not really listened to them. Aside them, the first time I heard about them was when I was watching. I don't know if it was Eddie's or one.
Yeah, they won the Eddie's.
Yeah, they won it.
It's in 2020.
Well, I think it was 2020. Yeah, that was the first time, and I was like, "Who are these people?" So, and then after that time, I don't think I really sat down to listen to them. Aside where they were on Asha's album, I heard once, and I can't really say I remember how.
I know that song
the melody
that,
went.
The person who sing that song, he might be the pinna for me. I don't hear and die.
I heard it in the bus, the speaker. I was like, "Wow, this is impressive." So about the cavemen, I actually got to know about them from my friend Samuel. And when he played some of their songs to me, the first thing that came to mind was like, where have all these guys been all my life? Like, where have you? How come I did not find you? Because you are giving me what I want to hear.
Yeah.
There's some artists that will just give you what you want to hear. And you are reasoning with me. How? Our minds are in sync. So I was like, okay, this is nice. I was listening to their song one by one. I was feeling it. I was feeling the vibes and all of that. Even if they are not well known, but they are known enough. And I know they will be well known. Like, they are very upcoming like that. So I was feeling them and all. And their song, I was vibing to it. I shared my ideas to some people. Some don't vibe to it. Some did vibe very well to it and stuff like that. Maybe based on the kind of songs I like. You know, I thought they are like High Life.
Yeah.
And they do most of High Life songs. Yeah. Mostly Igbo High Life and all of that. And they're very good with it. Their performance. They're mostly live band kind of people.
Yeah.
They perform well, so well. They've worked with Bez, Idakula, Asha, Lady Donley. Yes. Okay. And they're very good, I tell you.
Yeah, but what do you think is Nigerians' reception to the them? Cavemen?
Okay. Just, I would say few Nigerians really understand what they are doing.
I agree with that. I mean, I feel it's because of like lack of discovery. Although I like one thing about them, they are waiting to be discovered.
Discovered, yes.
Like, it's not like they are self-promoting too much.
Yes.
So it's like once you listen to the cavemen,
step by step,
and you like that thing you listen to, automatically they have gained the fan.
Exactly.
Do you understand? Because they are different, and then they are waiting for you to discover it.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
So, but I would implore people to like have a change of mind towards the type of music they listen to. Try other genres.
Yes.
I mean, I would say I'm open to listening to them. I just never really thought of it. But I think now I'm more of like, I think people would know by now. I said you get to know me as you keep going. I'm a very open-minded person.
Yeah.
So I'm open to listening to their music. Basically,
yeah, all
please
right,
do.
I will.
So, stop living under a rock,
Usman.
So, rounding off the episode for today, because I feel we've been talking a lot, and that's been very, very interesting. So, do you have any tips for us and our listeners?
Yeah, I should because it's necessary for me to tell you to try new things and just try to see what other people see in the kind of music they listen to. I think if you can even ask, why do you like this music and all of that, you should know the reason why some people like the type of music they like. You get. And you will now find out that some people don't even know why they like the kind of music they like. Some just listen because their friends are listening to it.
Or because it's raining.
Because it's raining,
Sorry to interrupt you. You know, there is something that is going on. We are now in the age of screenshots. So let's say an artist releases a song. It doesn't make sense, though. But then I'll just take a screenshot and post it on my status and be like, I'll maybe write a line from the song.
Exactly.
And
then be
like, I'm vibing
to
this. And they will never listen to that song again.
That's even sad. Putting so much effort into trying to make people know your songs. Preference.
The funniest thing is the songs you actually vibe with, you don't have time to screenshot them because by the time you want to screenshot, it has ended and you cannot pause it.
No, I screenshot.
You can go back.
I'll screenshot out. By the time I'm playing the song, and if it's a song that I already know the lyrics, I'll just go copy the lyrics. By the time I get to that point, I just screenshot, post, and that's just it.
Yeah.
So I still have time to screenshot a lot.
And another thing, don't be pissed at other people's choice of music.
I'm even trying to tell you why in Nigeria, if you just mention Davido and Wizkid alone, that's enough.
Like, you know, it's crazy that you cannot say you don't like Wizkid songs.
Yes,
I know it's imperative that you can ask like why, but ask why with the idea of like enlightening the person, exactly. Not with this hatred and remorse. And, bro,
like the fight.
I don't know.
They did a presentation performance at LASU. Yeah, it's a performance for music students. And the MC just asked that, okay, Wizkid or Davido, then the DJ should play one Wizkid song and people shout at the Davido song. And they played one Wizkid song and people shouted. And they played another Davido song and you see people were shouting. And I was like, wow, this battle is still going on.
It will forever be going on.
I don't, just, it's even okay. It's making those songs' career still.
I believe you should just vibe it. I vibe with some Davido songs, not all. Yeah. I vibe with some Wizkid songs,
For me, the both of them, like, I'm not a fan of their person individually.
Yeah. Exactly.
But like, their songs.
Their songs.
I hold this like, in my hand like this.
Yeah, both.
So, I doubt I even follow Wizkid.
They don't know the African music now. They're holding in, they're carrying us.
What happened to Burna Boy?
Yeah, Burna Boy is there now.
African
giant.
Odogu, you bad.
Okay, but like, I'll not say Usman said he holds their music. I mean, I don't hold it. I vibe with them. So if I hear Wizkid song, I vibe. If I hear the video songs, I vibe. I have some downloaded too, but I'm not exactly a fan of either.
Yeah.
But I'm not an hater too. I'll be a hater too.
I'm just a fan of the music.
Exactly. Good music.
Yeah, that's a very really nice good music. Tip from our Osaka.
Yeah.
All right. And now we've come to the end of this episode. And I especially want to thank our guest, Mr. Osaka Bin Laden.
The
funniest thing about this guy is that he never wants to accept that if you ask him on the road, if anybody meets him for the first time, that, what's your name? He will tell you Osaka.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, his name is Odiase Emmanuel. I don't know why.
I used to it myself.
We've been fighting about it since 100 level.
I didn't even know that his name was not Osaka.
Exactly. Some people don't know my real name.
I did not know his real name.
My name is actually Emmanuel. It's weird. Some of my closest friends.
Like everybody in physics departments like know him as Osaka.
Some people don't even know my name is Emmanuel.
Come on, now what for you? I've been fighting him on this thing since 100 level.
That is one of that story.
But guys, are you savvy?
It's just, I think for me, it's my nickname, Sissy.
Yeah?
If you go to, none of them know my real name. So it's just Sissy since I was born till I was like five years old.
Wow.
So Sissy, everybody calls me Sissy.
Well, now what for round?
That would be my
anyway,
stage name.
Anyway, Sha, thank you. Thank you very much for honoring us.
Yeah.
You're
welcome. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
thank you for being here. And yeah, guys, don't forget to subscribe, share and rate the show on all podcast platforms. You can also follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook and join the WhatsApp community. We'll put all the links in the show description. Thank you for listening.